Have you ever felt the weight of being labeled all over the place because of your many passions? If so, let me ask you this. Are you ready to break free from the shackles of societal norms and boldly showcase your ability to innovate and turn vision into reality? Can you imagine aligning your passions, purpose, and profession without compromise? Well, you're not alone, and you're in the right place. I get it because I am you. I'm Jatia Jones of Jatia Jones Consulting, and I've walked the path of a multi-passionate. Welcome to the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Join me for inspiring conversations with multi-passionate CEOs who've turned their diverse passions into a force for change. We dive deep into our collective experiences, sharing invaluable lessons, and providing you with a strategic roadmap to manifest the life and business of your wildest dreams. This isn't just a podcast, it's a movement. And I'm not just your podcast host. I'm your partner in this dynamic journey. You, me, and the incredible community of multi-passionates. Get ready to unlock the confidence, courage, and clarity to help you become the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast with me, Jatia Jones. This week is all about making life easy. You've heard me say time and time again that society has conditioned us to think if it's not hard, then it's not valuable. Or if it comes easy, then it's not worthy, right? Of our time, of our investment, or anything such as that. And what I've realized is that is not always the case, especially when it comes to our gifts, our purpose, our assignment here on earth. Now, the road to prepare us to get there is a different story. But the gift that we have, the thing that we naturally do, the common thread that ties together our passions, our purpose, and hopefully your profession, and if not, holla at me, that is easy. It comes easy. And for many of us, we have a hard time trying to figure out how to make money doing the thing, right? I'll link a past episode where I talked about, or actually I think that was a Monk Monday, where I talked about how we don't value it because it's easy and therefore we give our gifts away for free. But also, if you're here on this podcast, it's probably because you're multi-passionate, so you do a lot of different things. You're a visionary, you're a change agent, and you have this big idea, this dream of how you can make the world a better place, or this thing that you want to create that can change the lives of whoever you're called to serve, right? But it's overwhelming because it's heavy, for one. It's a big responsibility. But for two, it's a lot of steps to make this thing happen. And for three, 9 times out of 10, it might not already exist. And so for many of us, those whispers of doubt start to say, well, if it's not already created, then it must not be a thing. Somebody has had to do it before and it didn't work, or whatever those things are to talk yourself out of something. And I'm here to tell you that the reason why somebody else 9 times out of 10 hasn't done the thing is because they didn't make a plan. We're taught in school to make a SMART goal, right? It's measurable, it's time sensitive. Like, y'all know what that stands for. And if you don't, I'll put it in the show notes. But that's not a plan. That's a goal. Like, that's a wish. The plan to make the thing happen is something totally different. And honestly, to me, it's a whole lot more important than the goal. Because you have a vision normally, and then you have a goal to get the vision done by a set time in a set way, and then you have the plan. And even for those of you who have created a plan before, my question for you is, did you break that plan all the way down? Me, not just from steps, but to task. And I ask that because the task to one step can be a lot of many different things that you got to do just to complete that one task. For example, with the podcast, in order for me to post the podcast, especially if it's a guest podcast, I have to get the transcription, I have to edit the video and the sound, right?
I have to create images for content to post. I have to share the images with the guests. I gotta email people to let them know the podcast went out. Like, there are so many steps to, there's so many, excuse me, tasks to the step of post a podcast episode. And that's just one episode. We're not talking about a whole season. So the tasks that come under that one step is like multiplied times however many episodes are in a season, plus some other tasks like recording your intro, your outro, getting your music. Like, there's so many tasks to reaching the goal of launching a podcast. So how many of you have taken your steps and broken them down into tasks? Not many. I know I didn't used to in the past because it was overwhelming to think about it. And I love a good checklist, y'all. Love a good checklist. And so I love checking the things off. And if it's not on the list, I add it on the list before the end of the day if I did it, because it feels good to check it off. What have I told you? This is the exciting part. I have the Plan to Win Clarity Planner, trademarked methodology, my proprietary method. I can never say that word. Because I was buying all of these calendars and marking them up to like work for me, because I couldn't find the planner that worked for me, because I'm not good at time blocking, because I'm a freight train. And once I get going, I need to get going. And if I stop, it's going to take me a long time to get back going. So time blocking doesn't really work for me. And then I know that life lives and things pop up. And so I need to know, what are those must do's for me to keep the needle moving forward and not just checking stuff off the list to feel productive? Because technically I'm just being busy. I'm not being productive. You know, when you go and first do all of the easy emails and all the easy things because you're avoiding the big thing, and it's sitting on your shoulders because you know you got to do it and you got to do it by a certain day and time. And so you're stressed out even when you're not thinking about it because it's still there. When in all actuality, if you did the hard thing first, it will be quick on the back end to do the little quick things, right? But even more than that, I want to know when I don't have the capacity, when life is really lifing, that if I do these three things, that I'm still on track to make my dreams come true. Now, of course, you can do more, right? Because there are those days that I'm buzzing and I'm zooming, I'm doing all the things. But as long as I just get those three things done, I need to make sure that I know that the needle is moving forward. For so many years, y'all, I would take my eye off the prize. Like, I had the big vision, but especially when I was young, I was like partying, throwing parties. I was living life, traveling on top of work. And I took my eye off the prize. And so there was a lot of catch up when I got older to make the thing a thing, right? Another example is, I was in a pageant in high school, and one of the questions was, you know, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said an international business correspondent or agent or something like that, right? I actually did a post about it on Instagram. I'll link it below too so you can see. And I had written it all out. I didn't even remember that until my mama was kicking me out the garage. And she sent me all the things, and I was like, yo, this is literally what I'm doing. But if I would have kept my eye on the prize, I would have been doing what I love a whole lot sooner. But instead, I went to school and majored in the major that's supposed to make you money, and I chased the money, and I did all the jobs that really weren't fulfilling because I was chasing the money. And then when I got to the point where there wasn't enough money for me to stay at this job, and or the money wasn't enough for me to stay at this job because I was lacking fulfillment, I did not feel like I was contributing to something bigger. And deep down inside, I knew I was destined for more and I was meant to do more and help with more. And at the time, I didn't know what that more was. And that more was my purpose. And I wasn't fulfilled, but it was mainly because I took my eye off the prize. I lacked vision. I lacked clarity. And so with all of that being said, going back to me marking up the planners, I created my own Plan to Win Clarity Planner. This is this year's, okay? And it's more so like a workbook than just a planner. Because in the inside, you do have your, your goal board, right? And then you have, can you all see that? There we go. You have these questions and steps, basically to walk you through, like breaking it down. You see my messy handwriting on here. Because win is a method, y'all. It's twofold. We want to win at life, yes, right? Personally and professionally, but it is a method to get you there. And so it helps you break it down and really get clear on what you need. And then once you do that, it walks you through breaking all those things down into steps. Yeah, steps, right? But we don't stop there. We then break all of those, so we break all of those steps down into tasks. Okay. So multiple tasks per step, right? And then we don't stop there. The planner then walks you through what task do we need to get done per quarter. Quarter one breaks it, the quarters down into weeks. Okay. So we break them down into weeks and we don't stop there. We then break those weeks down into days. And hopefully you can see that. And so basically you have your must-dos. Oh, this lighting's killing me. Your must-dos and your should-dos. Three must-dos, three should-dos for personal and for professional. And then we actually take the time to track at the end of every week and see like how we're doing, how far we got to go. Do we need to tweak some things? I'm a big planner, if you can't tell. So I got also the weekly meal prep in here, right? So you can make your grocery list. Make it easy. And here's one of my tips, y'all. I look through like some of my favorite restaurants and I see what's on the menu and I make my shopping list or my meal prep, my meal plan for the weekend or the month based off those dishes. Because I'm becoming. I want every time I open my closet for it to be a yes moment. I want every time I open my refrigerator for me to be do the happy food dance. Like, I'm planning and prepping my life so that it is literally my dream, right? And so then across from every day are your notes, because we got to take notes, y'all. We got to brain dump. We got to add all the stuff. We got to add the extras that we didn't put as the three things, right? Now, you can do this all by yourself. And I encourage you to do this by yourself. But if you have a really, really big goal and or vision, I also encourage you to book me for VIP day and or join the VIP day membership. So we'll have one day where we go intensive for like 6 to 8 hours and we really break it all the way down, like from your vision. And it's not always just a business vision, like the vision for your life, because we literally work to be able to do the things that we want to do. And so even if you are the business owner, we need to put your vision for your life at the top of the list and work backwards in planning to make sure that the goals you have for that year are associated with your life goal. And then we break those goals down into steps and those steps down into tasks and then break that down into three steps a day. That's our first initial meeting, right? And because it is a membership, every month we check in. What worked? What didn't work? What do we need to tweak to make sure you're on track? What have you done? What have you haven't done? What is taking up more of your time? How can I personally help? I love, as I say, pimping out my network and or my friends, right? So introducing you to people that can help you do what you need to do, because Honestly, the goal is for us all to come together and have this global impact to make the world a better place. And I always say it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. So why not share them if they're great at what you need and vice versa? So when you create the vision and the thing, if I know somebody who needs it, desires it, wants it, I'm going to also refer you to them. Because that's one, it's just how my brain works. And two, I think good people should know good people, right? And one of my mottos is help me help you help us. And I live by that. And so that is also part of that. So we'll check in monthly and then quarterly, we'll do an analysis and we'll say, okay, let's look at this again. Come halftime, we're gonna do the strategy for the next year. We're not gonna wait to new year, new me, new year's resolution type stuff to start. No, because this is literally about turning, this from a buzzword or catchphrase of living the life of your dreams to actualizing it and it actually becoming a thing. It's a lifestyle for you. That's the goal. So again, grab the planner, do it yourself, or let's get you into the VIP membership, and or we get together one on one and we just knock it out in a day for those of you who don't want to take the time to go through it, and check in. You just want to get the plan and then hire your, if you already have a team, to hit the races and go make the thing a thing, right? There are several different options. But I wanted to offer you all of them because I literally, my heart's goal and passion is for you to create the life and business or career of your dreams, especially as multi-passionates, visionaries, and change agents. Let's work together to align your purpose, your passions, and your profession so that you're not just achieving, you're fulfilled, and you're making the world a better place. So that's it for this week. Get started on your 3 steps a day to making your dreams come true. That's the thing. That is how I've gotten here. You guys know I'm my first client before I ever share anything with you. And this has been, a real labor of love to get it to this point, so that it can work for you. So that's it. That's all for this week. I hope that this has been helpful, insightful. Let me know in the comments if you got questions, your thoughts about it. If there are any tips and tricks that you do to stay on track and keep your eye on the prize and make life easier so you can create the life and or career of your dreams. I'll see you same place, same time next week.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. I hope you found the incredible stories and insights shared to be helpful. Now, before you go, I want to take a moment to express my genuine gratitude to each and every one of you. Your commitment to aligning your passions, purpose, and profession is what makes this podcast community so special. If you resonated with any of today's episode, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button. By subscribing, you're not just joining a podcast, you're becoming a part of a movement that celebrates the brilliance of being multi-passionate. To amplify this movement, I need your help. Share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and fellow multi-passionates. Let's create a ripple effect of empowerment and inspiration. Lastly, I'm eager to hear your thoughts. What stood out the most in today's episode? Drop a comment or share your takeaways on social media by using the hashtag Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Your insights might just spark a connection or the clarity someone else needs. Remember, the power of multi-passionates lies in our collective journey. And by sharing our stories, not only do we inspire each other, but also break down barriers and redefine success on our own terms. Your support means the world, and together we're building a space where multi-passion meets purpose and dreams evolve into reality. Stay confident, stay courageous, and let's continue this transformative journey together. Until next time, keep thriving and becoming the world-changing, multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. If you're not a part of the community and desire to join us, click the link in the show notes or visit jatiajones.com/community.